The Palestinian leadership today picked January 9th of next year to hold an election to choose a successor to Yasser Arafat, who died last week in Paris. Arafat's deputy, Mahmoud Abbas, is the leading candidate, but a popular young reformer currently in an Israeli jail may also compete. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
According to Palestinian law, elections must be held within 60 days to replace Yasser Arafat. Until then, the Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament, who's a minor politician, will act as the President of the Palestinian Authority. Arafat died without designating a successor. Palestinian analysts say the main candidate is Mahmoud Abbas, Arafat's deputy in the PLO. Abbas has been critical of suicide bombings, saying the past 4 years of the Palestinian uprising were a mistake. He is seen as a moderate, and both Israeli and American officials have praised him. The problem, say the analysts, is that Abbas has little grassroots support on the Palestinian street. The man who does have that support, Marwan Barghouti, could present a serious challenge to Abbas if he decides to run. Barghouti is currently in an Israeli jail, serving 5 life sentences on a conviction of involvement in killing Israelis. Barghouti speaks Hebrew and English and once had close ties with Israelis. He became one of the leaders of the current uprising, saying armed struggle is the only way to end the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. That occupation presents another challenge for holding elections. The Bush administration this weekend urged Israel to do whatever is necessary to allow elections to proceed. That means removing roadblocks and allowing more freedom of movement for Palestinians living under Israeli control. Israeli officials say that when they have eased restrictions in the past, militants have smuggled suicide bombers into Israel. Another question is whether the 200,000 Palestinians in East Jerusalem will be able to participate in the elections. The U.S. says they should, but it's unclear whether the administration of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will go along. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.